Let's dive into some of the more technical systems programming discussions. There's a fascinating project that enables using NVIDIA GPU VRAM as swap space on Linux. This represents a creative solution to memory constraints that could have significant performance implications.
The economics of this approach are intriguing. Modern graphics cards often have substantial VRAM, sometimes more than system RAM. If that VRAM can be effectively used as additional system memory, it could extend the useful life of systems that are memory constrained but GPU rich.
The technical implementation is quite clever. The project uses network block device protocols to present GPU memory as a block device that can be used for swap. While the latency characteristics are different from system RAM, it's still significantly faster than traditional storage-based swap.
This could be particularly valuable for AI and machine learning workflows where developers often have high-end GPUs but limited system memory. The ability to use GPU memory for general system operations when it's not being actively used for compute could improve overall system utilization.
There are some interesting technical challenges, though. GPU memory management is quite different from system memory. It's optimized for parallel access patterns and bulk transfers rather than the random access patterns typical of system memory usage. The performance characteristics could be unpredictable depending on the workload.
We're also seeing discussion around portable ARM64 assembly programming. As ARM processors become more prevalent in both mobile and server environments, understanding the nuances of portable ARM assembly becomes increasingly important for systems programmers.
The portability challenges with ARM64 are interesting because, unlike x86, where Intel essentially standardized the architecture, ARM licensees have much more flexibility in their implementations. Writing assembly that works efficiently across different ARM64 processors requires understanding these implementation differences.
From a business perspective, this reflects the broader shift we're seeing in the processor landscape. Apple's success with their ARM-based chips, combined with Amazon's Graviton processors and other ARM server offerings, means developers can no longer assume x86 compatibility.
The technical details around ARM64 assembly optimization are quite fascinating. Different ARM implementations have varying pipeline depths, cache hierarchies, and instruction scheduling characteristics. Assembly code that's optimal for one ARM processor might perform poorly on another.
There's also the broader question of whether hand-optimized assembly is still relevant in the era of increasingly sophisticated compilers. Modern compilers can often generate better assembly than human programmers, but there are still specific cases where manual optimization provides meaningful performance benefits.
Let's also touch on this pneumatic bipedal robot project. Using air muscles instead of traditional electric motors represents an interesting biomimetic approach to robotics that could have applications in human-robot interaction scenarios.
The pneumatic approach is fascinating because it more closely mimics biological muscle systems. This could lead to more natural movement patterns and potentially safer interactions with humans. Traditional electric motor-driven robots can be quite rigid and potentially dangerous in close proximity to people.
The technical challenges are significant, though. Pneumatic systems require compressed air sources, complex valve systems for control, and the response characteristics are quite different from electric motors. The control algorithms needed to achieve stable walking with pneumatic actuators are considerably more complex. However, the compliance and shock absorption characteristics could make these robots much more robust in real-world environments where they might encounter unexpected obstacles or impacts.
The business implications could be substantial if this technology matures. Robots designed for human environments, healthcare, elder care, domestic assistance, could benefit enormously from the softer, more compliant characteristics of pneumatic actuation. It addresses one of the fundamental barriers to robot adoption in human-centered environments.